present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. The story of the Hunchback of Notre Dame is perhaps the most colorful and thrilling tale that ever came from the pen of the master novelist, Victor Hugo. The scene is laid in Paris in the 15th century, a Paris that was but a shadow of the great city which we know today. The citizens of Paris at that time took their lead and based their lives on the commands of their royal rulers, and the kings of France at that period were great believers in the divine right of kings. Now let us pay a visit to Paris on the 6th of January in the year 1482. It is a public holiday, and by royal command, the Feast of Fools is to be celebrated. This feast was a semi-religious ceremony and has fallen into disuse during recent years. But it was an occasion for much joy and merrymaking for the people of Paris in 1482. On the day in question, a vast crowd had gathered outside the cathedral of Notre Dame. Great was the noise and the clamor produced by the cries of some people, the laughter of others, and the trampling of thousands of feet. Doors, windows, loopholes, and the roofs of houses swarmed with thousands of citizens gazing at the cathedral and at the crowd. A platform had been erected in the front of the cathedral steps, and on that platform we find Pierre Grinoir, a young poet, addressing the assembled crowd.
Citizens of Paris! Today we celebrate the Feast of Fools, and his eminence, the Cardinal of Bourbon, has honored me by asking me to write a play to celebrate this feast. The actors are ready to step upon the platform to play their parts, but we cannot start just at present because his eminence, the Cardinal, has been detained. But as soon as he arrives, the play will commence.
A big for the Cardinal, a big for the Cardinal. While the people of Paris kept waiting, let us see this play, Master Poet.
Thanks, thanks. The play will not start until the Cardinal arrives.
Who are you to give orders? We are the people, and we say the play shall start now.
I am Pierre Grinoir, a writer of rhymes, and I desire his eminence, the Cardinal, to witness my play. We shall not start yet. Who are you who speak so boldly?
I am Johann de Moulin, the brother of Dom Frollo, archdeacon of the cathedral. We care not for this poet. Let us make our own play, my friends. I will mount the platform and address you. Today is the Feast of Fools. Today is the day the people make merry, and it is our privilege to elect a king of fools. Ah, I notice that you agree with me, my friend. I nominate the candidate to be the king of fools. He must be the ugliest, the most revolting-looking man in all Paris. And there is only one man I know who fits that description, and that is Quasimodo the Hunchback. When he steps out of the cathedral, we shall crown him and declare him king of fools. And we shall take him in a triumphal march through the streets. See, here I have the paper crown which we shall place upon his head.
Hear me, Master Johann. I am Sultan Soifo, the leader of the Paris vagabonds. It shall be my pleasure to place the crown on Quasimodo's head.
Come, Clobang. Come, step up onto the platform. You shall be the Cardinal of Fools this day. And you shall place the crown on Quasimodo's head. He will step straight onto the platform when he comes through the doors of Notre Dame.
My friends, I must protest against all this. Have you no thought for me? I am young. This play is my first great work. Will you not watch it and listen to it? It may bring me great fame.
Enough of you, Master Poet. We do not wish to see your foolish play.
Look, the doors of the cathedral are opening. Who comes forth?
Why, it is Quasimodo, the king of fools.
Quasimodo, come. Come. Quasimodo, step onto the platform. A great honor awaits you.
You make a mock of me, Master Johann.
We do not make a mock of you.
Your brother is my friend. He is my master. And because of that, I have not harmed you when you have made me the butt of your wit. But I warn you to have a care, Master Johann.
You dare to threaten me, Quasimodo?
I do not threaten. I warn. Then, if the warning is not taken, I attack. I am Quasimodo. I know the people regard me with fear. I know they hide their children when I approach. And I know they hate me. But I do not mean them any harm. And I would someday like to tell them that.
Hear me, Quasimodo. Today we have high honor for you.
High honor for me?
See, here is Clopang, the king of the vagabonds, ready to place a crown on your head. You are to be the king of fools.
I? I have been chosen as the king of fools.
Yes, Quasimodo, you have been chosen. Are you not proud of the honor?
Why have I been chosen?
I will tell you why. The king of fools must be the ugliest man in Paris. You win easily. You have a mouth like a horseshoe. You have irregular teeth which are like the battlements of a fortress. One of which sticks out over your lips like the tusk of an elephant. Your nose spreads all over the upper part of your face. Tell me, my friends, is he not the king of fools because of his extreme beauty?
Quiet, you dogs, hear me. Today, you make merry, and I am to take part in your merriment. No longer am I an outcast. No longer shall you spit upon me and shun me in the street. I am to be the king of fools, and I shall also know happiness. I thank you for this honor you have.
It is indeed a high honor, Quasimodo.
Never before have the people laughed with joy when they look upon me. Now they laugh, now they sound happy, and I am feeling a little happiness, too. With the crown, where is the crown?
I protest, Quasimodo. Go back to the cathedral. My play is to take place first.
You would dare to rob me of my triumph?
Go, I tell you, off the platform.
Keep your hands off me, or I will hurl you into the crowd.
I will not be caught up.
Quasimodo, you have some strength. You hurl that fellow 10 paces into the crowd. See, he has fallen to the ground senseless.
The crowning. Place the crown upon my head.
Come, Clopin, the coronation.
Quasimodo, the hunchback, the bell ringer of Notre Dame. I declare you king of fools, and I place the crown of honor upon your head.
Laugh, you fools, laugh, jeer at me, but I am happy, for one day I am a king, the king of fools, and you are my subjects, and you are fools, fools, all of you, jeering, sneering fools. I hate you. I hate you.
So Quasimodo was elected the king of fools. Then he was carried through the streets on a specially prepared litter. Everywhere could be heard the name Quasimodo. The people cheered and jeered alternatively as the monstrous hunchback was carried along. At last the procession ended, and Jehan de Moulin and Clopin Trofeau stood beside the hunchback as his litter was lowered to the ground.
Well, that is the end of it. Your little hour is over, Quasimodo. Return to your cathedral as a bell ringer and give me that crown.
Ah, I shall keep the crown. It shall be to my memory, a memory of a brief moment when Quasimodo the hunchback was almost as other men, when he joined in the merriment of the people and knew a little triumph. Seek not to take this crown from me, Clopin Trofeau.
You ugly hunchback fool. I want that crown. We are having another little ceremony at the Inn of the Vagabonds tonight. Give it to me.
You will not have this crown, I say. You will not take my crown from me. Back, Clopin Trofeau. Approach me at your peril. Quasimodo the hunchback is no longer a carefree merrymaker. He is an object of scorn and fear, and I warn you to fear me. Seek not to lay hands on me, or to take that which is mine.
What? You would defy me? No, foolish fellow. You wish to keep the crown as a memento of your little hour of triumph. Now I have it. Get back to the cathedral.
Give me the crown.
Oh, give him the crown, Clopin. Why do you want a piece of pasteboard? Come, let us join in the revelry. The crowd are waiting for us.
I will come. Do not
need
your crown, Quasimodo.
So I do not need my crown, eh? Give me my crown. Give me my crown. Stay, Clopin, I have you now.
Oh, hunchback fool, let me go. Do you take this thing seriously? Do you really think you're a king? Why, you poor fool. The people wanted to laugh at your hunchback and your ugliness.
You said they wanted to laugh at my hunchback. Very well. I shall see how far I can bend your back, Clopin.
You're killing me. Let me go.
Let him go, Quasimodo.
Clopin shall die.
My back. It will snap in a moment.
Quasimodo, let that man go. Do you hear me?
My master,
I go to my knees before you.
As that strange deep voice rang out, Quasimodo fell upon his knees and looked up at the man who had given the order. Who is the stranger that Quasimodo fears? What will become of the Hunchback? We shall hear that in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
This recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.